Test, test, 1, 2, 3. Your headset's right behind you. Test, test, 1, 2, 3. Test, 1, 2, 3. Test, test, 3, 2, 1. Test, test, 8, 4, 2. 6, 6, 5.
I don't know. Now I can hear. Now I can hear myself. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. Looks good. Looks good. Looks good.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, and we are talking to you from here at St. Henry High School, the scene of tonight's game between the Fort Loramie Redskins and the St. Henry Redskins. It's the second game of two today here on ScoresBroadcast.com. This afternoon, the Versailles girls defeated Fort Loramie 49-31. Tonight, Fort Loramie hopes for a different result. The Redskins versus the Redskins. It should be an outstanding game. Fort Loramie comes in unbeaten. Redskins are 6-0 on the year, 3-0 in the Shelby County League. St. Henry is 4-1. St. Henry was 4-0 heading into play last night. Lost to Marion Local by a score of 77-40. Marion Local shot lights out last evening, much like Anna did against Minster in the game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie scoring 64 a game, giving up 30. Until last night, St. Henry was scoring 52, giving up 38. St. Henry loved to shoot the three ball. It's a better than 40% three-point shooting team, and it's a club that had a double-digit lead on Fort Loramie through 2.5 to 3 quarters last year. In the game played at Fort Loramie, Redskins made an amazing comeback, pulled that thing out of the fire at the end. But tonight, Chuck, Fort Loramie's on the road against St. Henry, playing before a hostile crowd here in Mercer County, although a lot of Fort Loramie fans have made the trip to St. Henry Country.
Well, geez, I'm not sure. Hang on a second. We got a hot mic problem here or something. Just go to a commercial and let me fix it.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge.
That sounded
terrible.
That's been
a really big sound
recording,
and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
And welcome back to St. Henry. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. Chuck, I hope I'm coming through. Can you hear me?
I hear you, but boy, I'm loud in my ears. Really loud. Am I loud in yours, too?
Yeah, you're
real loud.
Yeah, you're popping.
But even turning it down, I don't know what's going on here.
Trying to sort out some of the technical issues.
Everything's hooked up right.
Yep, I see me popping up and down on the VU meter, so I know that people at home are hearing this. I don't hear me in my headset. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? This is going to be an important game for both teams. It's very possible for these two clubs connect once again. District that feeds the Division IV regional at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. So right now, this game tonight will determine which one of these two clubs, the Shelby County team or the Max. Here tonight, Chuck, between Fort Laramie and St. Henry is pretty important, I think, because these two teams want to establish themselves here in the regular season. It's very possible they meet again. As I was saying a few minutes ago, Minster is Division IV, Marion Local Division IV. Marion Local routed St. Henry last night. Different game tonight. St. Henry was on fire last night, much like Anna was against Minster. On a double weekend, it's real difficult to sustain a very high level of play two nights in a row. For Marion Local last evening, the Flyers were at home. They clobbered St. Henry, which relies on the three ball. St. Henry shoots it at 40% on the year. St. Henry lives and dies by the three, as St. Henry did last year against Fort Laramie. The Redskins on the road at Fort Laramie shot the three very well the first three quarters. Didn't shoot it well in the fourth. Fort Laramie made a great comeback last year and nipped St. Henry in the fourth period. But Fort Laramie tries to repeat that feat here tonight on the road, but it's before a hostile crowd here at St. Henry. Although, as I noted a few minutes ago, a big throng of fans from Fort Laramie are here following the Fort Laramie Redskins.
Well, I think one of the things you see is you've got the shorter court here, and Laramie's used to playing on a 92-foot court, and that's the difference, and I'm not sure why I'm over-modulating like crazy. I barely have me turned on. It's still going, and I've got it turned off, so...
Chuck?
Yes.
You hear me fine. Okay. This St. Henry team is quite unique in that eight or nine different players share the minutes. Curtis Ulenake is a 6'3 senior. He's averaging 20 minutes a game. Ryan Lutmer, a 6-foot senior. He's averaging 20 minutes a game. Devin Uhlskamp, a 6'2 senior, averaging 18 minutes a game. Ryan Beening, a 5'9 senior, 19 minutes a game. Tyler Schlarman, leading scorer on the year, 17 per game, a 6-foot senior. He's averaging 23 minutes. Parker Link, 5 a game, a 5'8 senior, 17 minutes. Ethan Tiemann, a 5'11 junior, 13 minutes. Caden Niekamp, a 6'6 post player, a junior. He's averaging 11 minutes a game. It's like a hockey line change when you play St. Henry.
Well, it is, and one of the things you notice is you got Schlarman scoring at 17 points a game, and then everybody else drops down to about 6 or 7 points a game.
Chuck, I'm having a difficult time hearing you. In fact, in the last few seconds, I would like to remind our listeners that they are joined to scorersbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.com.
The official for this evening's contest are Mr. John Derryberry, George Long, Mr. Mark Sexoni.
15.5 points a game. This Fort Loramie team is experienced, well connected, and it shows at both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively.
Fort Loramie's a. You can't hear me at all, can you?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. Fort Loramie is outstanding on both ends of the floor, but their defense is what makes them go.
Chuck, we have witnessed two outstanding JV games today. Rushi girls, Fort Loramie girls. It was a one-pointer between the two this afternoon. Dynamite girls junior varsity game. And we witnessed another great JV game tonight. St. Henry's Nipple, the Fort Loramie JVs, by 3 points.
Yeah, we don't usually get to see a whole bunch of good JV games.
St. Henry Redskins.
No, I can't hear anything now, but I hear me like I'm screaming. I don't know what happened. This thing fell off earlier tonight, and this control does nothing at this point. But I put it in one, it doesn't do anything either. You talk, I'll play with this thing.
And the young man in the middle, 6'3".
Racing number 0, Curtis Hume.
That goes to the Redskins as Mr. Eric Rosenberg.
Henry, it's Curtis Uhlenich along with Brian Luttner, Devin Hilskamp. Also in the starting lineup for St. Henry is Ryan Breening. We'll make sure we get these pronunciations correct for St. Henry because they can be tricky. It's Luttner, Hilskamp, Breening, Schlarman, and Uhlenich. The opening five, they are numbered on the backs of their jerseys. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. First shot of the game taken by Dylan Braun. Strong, no good. St. Henry with the rebound. Quickly down the floor, Tyler Sharman. Sharman, the leading scorer for the team this year at 17 a game, has a shot in the lane blocked on the play by Tyler Siegel, and Fort Normie gets the rebound.
Chuck, are we on the air, do you think?
It's making one heck of a noise. Even when no one's talking, it's Tyler's potting up.
Siegel's got the ball 25 feet away. Pitches right corner to Evan Vernon. Ball rotated around on top to Dylan Braun. Out of Siegel, top of the key. Tyler tries to go high low to Austin. Batted away by St. Henry and stolen. Here come the Redskins down the floor. Shot fake by Schlarman on the arc. Doesn't let it fly. Gives it up, then gets it back. Schlarman goes deep into the right corner to the driver, Devin Hilskamp, and it's stolen by Fort Norman. Well, we expected these two teams to be firing and making threes, but through the first 1 minute 20 seconds, turnovers and missed shots, no score. Sometimes on Saturday night, the two schools need a few minutes to adjust, especially after a Friday night game. Double weekends can play havoc with team success. Here's a foul line jump shot by Nick Brandewey of Fort Loramie. He hits the rim twice, no good. Rebound down to St. Henry. St. Henry quickly up the floor. Tyler Schlarman dives into the lane. He's held on the play with the Redskins. Chuck, we think that the listeners can hear me okay?
I think so. I'm not sure. I hear me even with everything turned off. I'm not sure what's going on.
Top of the circle. I can now hear myself a little bit better, Chuck. Ball entered in the paint to Tyler Siegel. Turnaround, 8-footer, strong, no good. Rebound punched out of bounds by St. Henry. We apologize. We're experiencing technical difficulties early in our webcast tonight. Our Connex Flipjack FJ700 remote mixer slid down this angle table about 30 minutes before the start, landed on the bleacher seat, and something might have been jarred on the inside of it. Just had a rebound shot made by Fort Loramie, a miss by the Redskins.
Dylan Braun.
Dylan Braun caught the ball 8 feet away and banked it home. St. Henry with a floor error at midcourt, and Fort Loramie gets it back. We're tied at 2. We played 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Here's Burning, long cross-court heave to Brandewey. Brandewey in traffic in the lane. He's bodied, missed it, no good. Scrap for the rebound and jump. Arrow favors St. Henry. And we have a timeout on the floor called by St. Henry. We played nearly 3 minutes, a 2-2 tie. Fort Loramie, St. Henry, one thing we know for sure tonight, the Redskins will win. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at St. Hendrick. We've opened up play with poor shooting, sloppy floor performances by both teams. We're tied up at 2, 4:59 to go in the first quarter. Farman's got the ball deep in the left corner. Good defense by Fort Loring. A steal by Burning. Burning reached in and swiped it. What a well-connected, experienced Fort Loring team has played outstanding defense all year through six games, allowing only 30 points per contest. Shake and bake move by Burning. He dives into the paint, leans in, up and under. No, it rolls off. Rebound slapped out of bounds by St. Hendrick. And here comes that hockey line change for St. Hendrick that we talked about a few minutes ago in the pregame. Zach Niekamp is in. Caden Niekamp, 6'6 junior, is in. Good inbound pass by Fort Loring. Lobbed at the rim to Evan Burning. He catches and drops it through. 4-2 in favor of Fort Loring. 4:28 to go here in the first quarter. St. Henry in the home white, red trim. Fort Loring, the road black. Red numbers outlined in white. Top of the circle with the ball is Parker Link. The average of 17 minutes a game, 5 points a game. He is a 5'18" and 3-point shooter. St. Henry trying to go opposite, and St. Henry pitches the ball across court out of bounds for turnover number 5. 4:11 to go here in the first quarter, 4-2 Fort Loring. Head coach Eric Rosenbeck of St. Henry saw his team go 4-0 and then get thumped badly at Marion Local last night. Outside the arc on the left, it is Brandley for Fort Loring. Baseline right to Dylan Braun. He drives, lifts it up on the run. Backboard rim, no good. Strong offensive rebound, Tyler Siegel. He's whacked on the arm, and he'll shoot two. So far, it looks like St. Henry suffering some after effects following the loss last night to Marion Local, 77-40. Free throw by Tyler Siegel is short. I love this St. Henry gym. The two levels on both sides of the floor feature some 8 rows down below and about 15 rows up on top. We're behind the scorers table at midcourt. Second free throw, Tyler Siegel, also no good. Rebound down to St. Henry. Up the floor, Devin Gilskamp goes cross court to Caden Niekamp. Out back to the 3-point shooter. Here's a long one by Parker Link. No good off the back brace. Long rebound back out to St. Henry. Tried again by Ethan Tiemann, a 5'11 junior, a 3-point gunner. He's in off the bench. He missed it. Fort Loring got the long rebound. And Dylan Braun spotted Tyler Siegel at the other end for a quick deuce. 6-2 in favor of Fort Loring. 3:14 to go here in the first quarter. Deep right corner with the ball. Zach Niekamp for St. Henry. Goes cross court on the play to Ryan Luttner. Luttner to Jay Kanapke, a 6'1 junior. And the ball is forced into the paint. Defensive blocking foul committed by Fort Loring. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And it's 6-2 in favor of Fort Loring over St. Henry. Chuck, you're still hearing me fighting your head. Chuck, you're nodding like you are.
What's weird is, if I turn off what's supposed to be my mic, I can't hear you. But if I turn my mic on, I can hear you, which means something's wrong in there.
Here's the inbounds pass by St. Henry. Batted free, taken away by Fort Loring. Sixth turnover against the home team. Here's a drive, but Burning down the lane with a left hand. Awkward shot, deflected. Here comes St. Henry the other way. Tyler Schlarman all the way to the cup. He took it to the rim. Schlarman went down the floor some 70 feet. He traveled the distance. And Fort Loring comes back in a jiffy with Burning trying to squeeze his way in along the right baseline. Defensive foul against St. Henry. Two free throws. Burning managed to release the ball off his fingertips from down around his knees. And he earns 2 shots at the stripe.
Wow.
6-4, Fort Loring. 2:35 to go first quarter. And Burning got the benefit of the doubt right there.
He threw a pass.
Burning aims and makes it. 7-4 in favor of Fort Loring. Second free throw here for Evan Burning. Evan gets the bounce pass from the official. Bounces the ball on the floor 4 times. He fires and swishes. to make it 8-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. St. Henry, the midcourt, it's Parker Link. Near side pass to Ryan Luttner. He throws on top to Jake Anapke. He probes the middle, then dishes right corner to Luttner. He's rotating around on top to Tyler Schlarman. Here's a deep left corner three ball by St. Henry. Way short. Ryan Luttner just barely got it to the rim. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. St. Henry shooting very poorly at the start of this game. In the contest now for Fort Loramie is Eli Rosengarten, 5'10 junior. Good pass to the inside, caught by Austin Janapke. A power move by him, or I should say Austin Siegel, and he drops it through. They had doubled Tyler Siegel, low left. The ball went on the block, low right to Austin, and he laid it in off the glass to make it 10-4. Here's a dribble drive by Slarman from the right corner for St. Henry. A reach around by Braun, and he stabs it out of bounds. Minute 42 to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie 10, St. Henry 4. Ball inbounded by Curtis Uhlenake. Deep in the right corner to Zach Niekamp. There's a long three ball by Niekamp. It rattles out. No good. Rebound down to Austin Siegel of Fort Loramie. Up ahead to Burning. Burning steers right. Weaves to Rosengarten. Outside the arc, near side to Dylan Braun. He whips the pass to Austin Siegel in the corner. Now it goes on top to Nathan Ratterman, 6'2 junior. Ratterman to Burning, open elbow left, good on the 15-footer. A minute 14 to go in the first quarter. St. Henry with a much-needed timeout. Fort Loramie up 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. We are at St. Henry. 55 seconds left in the first quarter of play. The lead was 8 for Fort Loramie. Now at 6 is Ryan Luttner. Takes a nifty drive, a teardrop from 5 feet away. He swished it. He found the lane and got the two-pointer. Here's Dylan Braun. Long lob over to St. Henry defense. Down inside to Tyler Siegel. He caught it near the rim and banked it home. 14-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. A quick three try, but Curtis Uhlenake of St. Henry. It's too hard. Hit the backboard and rim. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. Forecourt left with the ball for Fort Loramie. It is Evan Burning handling out of Braun with 13 to go in the first period. Fort Loramie up 8. Here's Burning being pressured out high by Devin Hillskamp. Burning has a little crease along the right side of the lane. Left it short, no good. Rebound, St. Henry running down the floor, shooting at the timeline. Ryan Breeding, no good. As the first quarter finishes, Fort Loramie 14, St. Henry 6 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer back at St. Henry. Fort Loramie leads St. Henry 14-6. We start play in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Second quarter begins with a floor mistake by Ratterman of Fort Loramie. Darted in from the right corner and took steps. St. Henry back on the attack. Top of the circle is Curtis Hulenick. Hands off to a teammate. A deep right corner three by Ryan Lutmer. Brought rain or snow, and it came down right through. 14-9. St. Henry within five on the made triple by Lutmer. High-low action again. What a feed. Dylan Braun, Tyler Siegel. No good, but a foul. This St. Henry team is physically strong, some broad shoulder kids. Nobody over 6'3", though.
Not a lot of size, and they're doing a great job of just going down to Tyler Siegel in the lane constantly.
Caden Niekamp is 6'6". He's a junior for St. Henry. If he only plays 11 minutes, he comes in off the bench. Generally, the tallest man on the floor is Ulanake at 6'3", or Hillscamp at 6'2". Free throw by Tyler Siegel, up and in, 15-9 Fort Loramie. Second shot by Tyler, way short. Easy rebound, gobbled up by Tyler Schlarman of St. Henry. Leading scorer on the year, 17 a game. Schlarman out back to Ulanek. To Schlarman straight away. He fakes right, goes left, probes the middle. Hands off to a teammate, baseline left. Here's a fadeaway jumper by Lutmer. Off the back flange, rebound down to Fort Loramie. Burning up the floor quickly, right corner. Down inside to Austin Siegel. Shot missed, no good. Got it back. Missed again, but a foul on St. Henry. Tyler Siegel, Austin Siegel, using their strength and power on the inside. They're owning the glass. Fort Loramie trying to get shots in the paint with the Siegels. At the stripe is Austin, and he's short on the free throw, and Fort Loramie's got to shoot fouls better than this. That one traveled about 14 and a half feet, didn't make it there. Second one by Austin is in and out, rolling around, coming off. 15-9, Fort Loramie in the lead with 6:45 to go here in the second quarter. Schlarman near side to Lutmer. Out back to Ulanek. Hand off to Parker Link. St. Henry needs another timeout.
30-second timeout.
As head coach Eric Rosenbeck tries to straighten out this team's offense. 6-point lead Fort Loramie early on second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Fort Loramie. We played a minute and a half here in the second quarter of play. Outside the arc of the right, it's Schlarman for St. Henry. He goes into the top of the key. Feeds it behind him into the three-point shooter. Ulanek way short on the shot. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Quickly left corner. Braun fades back and hits it. Wow. Boy, that was from Fishmo's in downtown St. Henry. Dylan Braun jettisoned in a long three. Schlarman tries to counter for St. Henry. His trifecta, no good off the back iron. Rebound down to Zach Niekamp. His shot is crammed. Good play by Tyler Siegel, and Fort Loramie's got it. Leading 18-9, running the floor. Quick pass turning into Austin. No good, but he's dunked it from the backside, and Austin Siegel has got two free throws.
Where they are sharing the ball so well
right
tonight.
Now, Fort Loramie simply running the floor far better than St. Henry. Redskins up the 9, 18-9. Free throw rolling around. Austin Siegel, it goes in. 19-9 in favor of Fort Norman. Second shot upcoming for Austin. He eyes the basket and pours that one through. 20-9 in favor of Fort Norman. It's the biggest lead of the night for the Fort Norman Redskins. Here comes St. Henry in the forecourt. 2 minutes, 30 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Farman fakes right, goes left on the arc, into the lane. Clamping down on him is Dylan Braun, and he tagged him on the wrist. Farman earns two at the stripe for the home team.
First team third. Farman at the line shooting two.
Farman with a couple for St. Henry, which has really been handcuffed from the field so far. Only three field goals for St. Henry.
3 points.
Free throw by Schlarman up and in, 20-10 in favor of Fort Glory. Again, Schlarman averaging 17 a game. He burned Fort Glory last year at Fort Glory. He bags the second foul shot and gets a breather as Ryan Lutmer comes in. Hey, 20-11, 9-point lead for Fort Norman. Fort Norman's got Eli Rosengarten on the floor now. He drops a pass to Burning, head of the key. Outside the arc on the left to Braun. Also in the game now for Fort Norman is Mesher. Carter Mesher is checked in. At the mid-post area, it's Burning. Here's a bad pass rolling behind Rosengarten, who tracks it down. Feeds Burning in the lane. Oh, what a great pocket pass! To Tyler Siegel on the finish. Woo. Boy, that was a thing of beauty. 22-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. 4:55 to go here in the second quarter. St. Henry's got the ball 25 feet away. Ethan Tiemann rotates it left corner. Ryan Lutmer inside the arc now. A fadeaway two-point jumper is strong and hit the heel. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. St. Henry in a shooting slump last night and so far tonight as well. 4.5 to go, first half. Foul line, Burning doesn't shoot. Right side of the floor, open player. Mesher triggers short. Rebound, though, Tyler Siegel. To Braun, baseline drive. Another great feed down inside to Tyler Siegel. Blocked on the play by Caden Niekamp of St. Henry, but he got body, and Tyler Siegel is awarded two. Almost a clean block by Niekamp. But Tyler Siegel is at the stripe. Fort Norman sharing the ball beautifully through the first quarter and a half of this game.
Braun and Burning just pass the ball so well, especially when they're in traffic.
Well, they sure do. Free throw by Tyler Siegel up and in. The score is 23-11 in favor of Fort Norman. Nathan Ratterman back in the game, a 6'2 junior. For Fort Norman, Carter Mesher out. That free throw by Tyler Siegel rattles around and stays in. Austin Siegel for Tyler Siegel. So it's Burning, Rosengarten, Braun, Ratterman, and Austin Siegel on the floor at the moment. Top of the circle, 25 feet away, Parker Link for St. Henry. He makes a bullet pass into the corner, and it's punched out of bounds by Fort Norman. Baseline left to the basket. Entering is Ulanake. Into the corner, Tyler Schlarman. Lobs it top of the circle to Ryan Lutmer. Back to Schlarman. Line drive three, short, no good. St. Henry simply cannot find the range. Rebound Dylan Braun, and it's stabbed away from behind, out of bounds. Fort Loramie in backcourt. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 24, St. Henry 11. On the weave, it goes to Rosengarten. Head of the key. And he makes a bad pass. Intended for Burning. Intercepted on the play by Ryan Lutmer. Lutmer barrels down the floor. Banks it in on the run. Lutmer with the interception and the finish.
He's got 7 of 13 for him.
24-13. Fort Norman up 11. Biggest lead at mid 13. There's a push-off at midcourt. Dylan Braun got shoved in the back inadvertently on the play by Parker Link. as the two went for a loose ball. Braun had the advantage. He was a step out in front. Three and a half to go here in the second quarter. It's Fort Loramie 24 and St. Henry 13.
At the line, number 32, Dylan Braun shooting the 1-1.
Dylan Braun's got the 1-1. 17 fouls on St. Henry, only three on Fort Loramie. And Braun connects. Here is the bonus, 25-13.
They've also used three of their timeouts. They only have two left.
Yeah, you're right. St. Henry and head coach Eric Rosenbeck have called timeout, timeout, timeout three times already in this game. Braun is on the button as well on free throw number two. And the score has been doubled, 26-13 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's Luttner 25 feet away. Left side pass to Zach Niekamp. Gives it up to Lincoln in the corner to Schlarman. Backs his defensive man down. Little fadeaway eight-footer. Bank. No good. It was off the mark. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Up ahead, Braun. Chest pass to Burning. Right corner open. Rosengarten. Look out. Got it. Eli Rosengarten pours in a three. Boy, he chucked one up from way outside. Countering St. Henry. Quick shot. Ulanek. It's no good. 29-13. Fort Loramie leads by 16 with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Boy, the passing by Fort Loramie last trip down set up the three-pointer. It was like a triangle. The pass from the top of the key to the foul line. Then Rosengarten in the corner. And he connected on it. And right here, Dylan Braun with penetration. The pull-up, Jay in the lane. And he knocks it down. Fort Loramie shooting the lights out, much like Anna did last night when the Shelby County League whipped up on the MAC last evening. There's a great pass on the play from Schlarman to Zach Niekamp. He catches below the net and drops it in for St. Henry. 31-15. Fort Loramie in the lead with 2:05 to go in the second quarter. Here is Braun, 25 feet away. Fakes left, goes right. A reach-around foul committed by Parker Lake of St. Henry. 2:01 to go here in the second. Fort Loramie in the lead over St. Henry, 31-15. The biggest lead was at 31-13 after Fort Loramie reeled off seven straight points. Braun launches the free throw, swish, 32-15 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second shot here by Dylan Braun. It's upcoming. One, two, three dribbles, a fourth. Dylan flexes the knees. A lot of roll on the rim. Up and good. 33-15 in favor of Fort Loramie. Down the floor, Ryan Breening for St. Henry. He navigates the lane, hands off to a teammate. Over guarding foul against Fort Loramie. It's common. Only the team's fourth.
34, Carter Mesher is first. Team's fourth.
Carter Mesher is back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Picked up the foul. Minute 55 to go here until halftime. Wide open player in the lane. Catches and lays it in. Devin Hillskamp slipped off a screen. Top of the key. And he ripped right down the paint. Good inbounds throw from Ulanek. Here is Fort Loramie attacking. Austin Siegel on the arc. Long three-point try. Redskins, Nathan Ratterman. No good. Too hard. Rebound down to St. Henry. Minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie up 16-33-17. Line drive, three ball. Ulanek, St. Henry, way short. Schlarman tries to save in the corner. Can't do it. He hopped over the Fort Loramie bench in his attempt to flick it back on the court of play.
Then he jumped back over on the way back onto the court. I'm impressed.
Out of bounds to Fort Loramie with a minute 27 to go in quarter number two. 33-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. Substitution, Austin Siegel out. Tyler Siegel, Burning, Rosengarten, Braun, Ratterman on the floor for the Fort Loramie Redskins. For the St. Henry Redskins, it's Hillskamp, Luttner, Braden, Schlarman. Here's a good drive of Dylan Braun down the lane. Lays it up, no good, too hard. Got the offensive stick back, deflected by St. Henry. And St. Henry's got the ball. Here's Tyler Schlarman down the floor. Works on Ratterman. Throws cross court to the three-point shooter. A great screen was set. And Ryan Luttner capitalized. What a great look offered to him thanks to the screen in front. 33-20, Fort Loramie's lead 13.
48 seconds left in the half. Here's Austin Siegel, baseline right. He's got a little bit of a crack. Goes hard to the rim, and he is jarred on the backside. He'll get two free throws. Chuck, that was one of those intentional push-off fouls in the back to make sure Tyler Siegel didn't score. You rarely, in the heat of the action, see that called intentional, although it might have been. Tyler's got to earn 2 points at the stripe. First one good. 34-20. Fort Laramie by 14. 45 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Shove him two hands in the back.
Austin Siegel getting set to check in for Fort Laramie. Second shot, Tyler Siegel, high in the air. Yes. Up after a slow start, Fort Laramie is hot at the charity strike, leading by 15, 35-20. 45 seconds to go in the first half. Here is St. Henry dribbling to midcourt. It's Slarman. Goes cross court near side. Lutmer, 3-point play. Hits again. Same play, other side of the floor. Good screen. Lutmer drilled it. 35-23.
He's got 11 of their 23.
St. Henry can make threes and make up ground fast. And Fort Laramie elects to play for one, I think. Here's Ratterman, deep right corner, Vernon. 14 seconds to go in the half. Vernon dribbles, goes baseline to Austin Siegel. Now Dylan Braun, left corner. Cross court, Rosengarten. Right corner, Ratterman shoots the three long. Great rebound, Schlarman. A second to go. A running 50-footer long by Schlarman. First half comes to a close. Fort Laramie's biggest lead was 31-13. It's 35-23 at the half. St. Henry came on strong, made a few threes late in the second quarter, outscoring Fort Laramie 10-4 over the last 3 minutes. Halftime, Fort Laramie 35, St. Henry 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back here at St. Henry. We experienced some technical problems earlier. Chuck had a red hot mic, and it was 10 decibels plus. I don't know that we got it fixed. Chuck will be online on the air momentarily with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. I'd like to remind you we are on the web here tonight thanks to Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Goffney. Outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right to suit your budget's needs. Go to Goffney, located on Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Gaufney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Gaufney. Go to the website for added savings. Gaufney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. A big thank you tonight to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, including Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. You've got to check out the fine inventory and new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyers. Super deals always. When Gus Geyer established Geyers in 1922, he greeted everybody with a great smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. That's GeyersInc.com. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Heating, Electric, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These two pros are also experts in servicing systems which need medical gas, hydronics technology, and backflow prevention. Tom and Jerry's, a family-owned business that has built a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, phone 937-295-3243, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Fort Loramie Redskins lead the St. Henry Redskins by a dozen, 35-23.
Well, if you take a look at this, and they give me stats, the one thing I wanted to look at, Loramie has made 10 baskets in this game. They assisted on 7 of those 10. That is 70% of their shots have come from an assist.
That's outstanding.
Rebounding edge is 19-14 Fort Loramie, 4-3 on the offensive boards. Both teams have valued the ball. 5 turnovers for St. Henry, only 3 for Fort Loramie. 13-16 from the free throw line. Here's where your lead is. 2-2 for St. Henry. So they have an 11-point advantage from the free throw line and a 12-point lead. Individual scoring from St. Henry. Ryan Lutman, if he hadn't been playing well, they had 13. Then they got 4 out of Schlarman, 4 out of Breening, and 2 out of Niekamp. They scored 6 and 17, 23 for the first half. Loramie led in scoring by 2 young men, Dylan Braun with 11, Tyler Siegel with 11, 6 for Burning and 4 for Siegel. Along with Braun's 11 points, he had 4 assists in the first half.
It's been all Fort Loramie so far, 35-23. Biggest lead was at 31-13, as St. Henry has suffered so far through a hangover after losing last night to Marion Local 77-40. 12-point lead Fort Loramie. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee, cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We would like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com about the prom dress exchange happening Sunday, January 14th at Fort Loramie Elementary School. The public is invited to come to the school to drop off dresses and accessories to be sold later. The drop-off time is 11 to 1. It's 11 to 1 on Sunday, January 14th. Drop-off prom dresses and accessories for the prom dress exchange at Fort Loramie Elementary. Items will be displayed for a non-refundable amount of $7 per dress, $3 for accessories and shoes. Then you return to the shop from 1:30 to 3:30. Or I should say you return to shop from 1:30 to 3:30 and choose from an array of beautiful gowns at very affordable prices. Admission free, dressing rooms available, cash only please, no checks accepted. Money and any unsold items can be picked up from 3:30 to 4:30. The event sponsored by the Fort Loramie Cheerleaders. If you've got questions, phone Gail at 937-726-4985 or Jill at 937-597-2338. Our Local Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment is up next here on scorersbroadcast.com. We would like to salute Alexis Fleckenstein, senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie. Local promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start 11 years ago. Alexis, a junior cheerleader, 3.85 GPA at Fort Loramie, daughter of Eric and Jill. She plays volleyball, active in yearbook, Skills USA, FCCLA. She'll go to Edison, complete a nursing degree. Her favorite subject is mathematics. Good for her. She's got a brother, Taryn, in grade 8 at Fort Loramie Elementary. Alexis Fleckenstein, junior cheerleader at Fort Loramie, our Local Equipment Spotlight performer tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, we'll go to Local. This is our first break.
We start the third quarter, St. Henry possession. St. Henry needs a streak of points opening the second half to get this Fort Loramie lead down below 10. There's an outside jump shot by Schlarman. 15-footer, no good. Rebound, right side, yes. Devin Hillscamp got the stick back for St. Henry. And Fort Loramie's lead is down to 10. It's been as much as 18. 35-25. Here is Burning in the right corner. Hits Tyler Siegel darting down the lane. He blew the gimme. He shot it too hard off the backboard. Here comes St. Henry. Schlarman navigates the paint. Blocked on the play by Tyler Siegel. Into the hands of Dylan Braun. Braun at midcourt. Over the head pass to Burning, high left. Burning feeds Austin Siegel. Austin straight away hangs on. Goes outside the arc on the right to Burning. We played a minute third quarter. Burning between the rings to Dylan Braun. Left side pass, Austin Siegel. Chest pass to Nick Brandewee. Shot fake, doesn't let it fly. Here's Dylan Braun behind the arc. Cross court to Burning. Fakes the three. Into the lane. Back to Dylan Braun. Jump shot. 3-point land. He knocks it down.
Dylan Braun.
Now Fort Loramie shared the ball beautifully. Worked really hard for that three by Dylan Braun. 38-25. Fort Loramie by 13. There's an outside 3-point jump shot by St. Henry. Ulinich, no good. Short. Tip is in.
Tyler Schlarman with the tip.
Nicely done by Tyler Schlarman. He went up strong between Tyler Siegel and Austin Siegel and got the offensive rebound basket. 38-27, Fort Loramie by 11, 6:19 to go, third quarter. Top of the circle, Austin Siegel. Right side pass to Nick Brandewee. Brandewee at the elbow on the right, doesn't shoot. Outside the arc to Dylan Braun. Baseline left, Tyler Siegel leans in and travels. Good defense by St. Henry, which got there in time and planted, forcing Tyler to take a stutter step.
Well, he was either going to travel or charge. That was his two choices.
6:06 to go here in the third quarter. 38-27. Fort Loramie in the lead by 11. Here's Ryan Breening up the floor. Right side pass to Schlarman. He skips it cross court to Ryan Breening. Open player underneath. Reverse layup blown by Hillscamp. Point blank range. Missed it. Fort Loramie attacks. Radiman on the arc. Radiman through the top of the key. 5:38 to go, third quarter. 38-27. Fort Loramie by 11. Here's Evan Burning. Right corner, Tyler Siegel. Cross court, Dylan Braun. Whips the pass into Tyler. And he is belted from the backside. Foul against St. Henry.
Down zero, Curtis Ulinich.
Called on Curtis Ulinich. And Fort Loramie will inbounds left of the basket. The playmaker for Fort Loramie is Nick Brandewee. Brandewee to play it in. Looks, goes left corner to Burning. Burning weaves back on top. Burning 30 feet away. Dribbles between the legs. On a weave, Dylan Braun, below the foul line, right down the lane. Braun lays it in. What a play by Dylan Braun. Superb drive by him. 13-point lead, Fort Loramie. Here's Mulenick, top of the circle. Mulenick with a shot fake. A couple Fort Loramie players lean in. It could have been called hands on ball, or is it hands on wrist? It's a three-shot shooting foul situation for Mulenick. It was ruled he was tagged on the back of the hand or wrist while starting to leave the floor, and he's got three at the strike. Fort Loramie bench not pleased with the call. Free throw by Mulenick. He's got it. 40-28, Fort Loramie in the lead at 12. Second shot by Mulenick. Three dribbles. It's on the way. It is no good. Too hard. Fort Loramie's got Ratterman, Tyler Siegel, Braun, Brandewee, Burning on the floor. Austin Siegel on the bench in favor of Ratterman at the moment. The third shot is good by Mulenick. He makes two of three. Fort Loramie's lead is 11, 40-29. Top of the circle, Brandewee. Brandewee runs hard down the right side of the lane. Body foul committed by St. Henry. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie, right of the basket. With 4:58 to go here in the third quarter. Wholesale changes for St. Henry. One, two, three of them. Zach Niekamp is in. Parker Link is in. Caden Niekamp at 6'6 is in. Ball lobbed in from below the basket. Out back to Tyler Siegel. Hand off to Dylan Braun. Foul line. Right corner, Ratterman. Drives. Oh, what a pass. Layup good by Tyler Siegel and a foul. Nate Ratterman with a beautiful pocket feed as he tightrope through the right baseline as St. Henry was chasing each pass across the floor. And as a result, Tyler Siegel got a gimme from point-blank range. Foul against St. Henry. Tyler's at the strike. Free throw by him. Good. Fort Loramie shooting fouls extremely well. The lead has swollen back to 14. 43-29, 4:47 to go, third quarter on scores.gas.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack LeChuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee, here at St. Henry. 43-29, Fort Loramie leads, midway third quarter. Here's Parker Link to the three-point shooter, Luttmer, 25-footer, way outside, short, no good, hit the rim, backboard, and Caden Niekamp is on the back of Burning on the rebound. Common foul against St. Henry, number four. Fort Loramie's got only one here in the second half as Fort Loramie inches closer to the 1-1. St. Henry having to play from behind. St. Henry got within striking distance, 10, a few minutes ago. But Fort Loramie's pushed it back out to 14 with possession. Bad pass into the lane. Tyler Siegel tips it to himself, though. Left corner, Burning. Whips it near side to Ratterman. On top to Braun. On the weave to Burning. Foul line, spin move. He's in the lane forever. Gets out of there. Hands to Ratterman. Way up this guy. What a dish. Burning to Ratterman on the two-pointer.
Good and job of Burning moving without the basketball that time by Ratterman.
Burning probed the lane and fed it off to the cutting Ratterman. 45-29 in favor of Fort Loramie. Lead of 16. We apologize for technical difficulties here at St. Henry tonight. I cannot hear Chuck. Chuck cannot hear me. We hope that you can hear us along the internet. Here's a power move by Caden Niekamp in the lane for St. Henry. No good. strong, missed it, got the rebound, blew that one, and then he fouls aggressively in anxiety over the back. Coming unglued once again for St. Henry as the lead for Fort Loramie has been boosted to 16, 45, 29, team foul 5 on St. Henry.
That was his fifth foul. He played about 4 minutes.
And Chuck is telling me that that's the fifth foul on yep. Kneecamp.
Yep.
St. Henry.
Kneecamp is out.
Chuck?
Yep.
Is that correct? Kneecamp
yes.
fouled out?
Yes.
Wow. Kneecamp fouled out in 2.5 quarters, and he wasn't on the floor but half that time. Here's Burning in the lane for Fort Loramie, up and under. Rim the shot, no good. Loose ball rebound to St. Henry. Slarvin comes away with it. Fort Loramie back up to 16. 2:50 left to go here in the third quarter. And as Slarvin tries to carve out space in the lane, Fort Loramie sticks out a knee. And St. Henry will inbound baseline right to the basket. Brandoui picked up the foul for Fort Loramie. With 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter, Fort Loramie's got a 16-point lead, 45-29. Inbounds play, lobbed in the paint to Slarvin. Goes up, catches, shoots, short, no good. Long pass, Fort Loramie, intercepted by Slarvin. St. Henry on the attack, down to 16. Dribble drive in the lane, Parker Link, shooting foul. Fort Loramie hacks down on the wrist, and Parker Link toes the strike for St. Henry.
Team third.
So many thanks to M&A Muffler and Tire in Fort Loramie, on the web with us for Fort Loramie games here on scoresbroadcast.com. And M&A Muffler and Tire is a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics at M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie. Beat that winter weather before it beats you. Your one-stop auto repair shop, M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 1-800-474-4123 for Gepi. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Both free throws good by St. Henry, 45-31. Fort Loramie ahead by 14, 2:12 to go in the third quarter. Burning top of the circle for Fort Loramie, at Austin Siegel. Left side pass goes to Radiman, flips it back to Tyler Siegel. On a weave, Rosengarten foul line. Fort Loramie patient, milking the clock, ahead by 14. It's been as much as 18 late in that second period. Austin Siegel, left side Rosengarten, fakes right, goes left, pulls up on the baseline. St. Henry slides a man over late. It's a defensive foul. Team foul 6. On St. Henry. And for the last 10 minutes of this game, Fort Loramie will be in the bonus. Ball inbound in left corner to Austin Siegel. Drives around his man all the way to the rim. He hooked the defender. It is called an offensive foul. It's common. Fort Loramie possession down to her right. With Fort Loramie leading by 14, 45-31.
That was a good attempt, but there was no place for him to go there.
Yeah, no space for Austin Siegel on the baseline to maneuver. And he had to clear out to get room. I can hear myself now, Chuck, the best I've been able to all night long.
I'm just turning knobs until things happen.
Here's a long three try by St. Henry, way short by Luttmer, barely caught iron. Deacon Gunham from downtown, that might have been a step out of his range. Fort Loramie ahead by 14, a minute 20 left in the third quarter. Here's a give and go on the arc. Radiman down inside to Tyler Siegel. Spinning, turning, fadeaway Jay in the paint, short, no good. Rebound yanked down off the glass by St. Henry. Up the court comes Zach Niekamp, behind the arc to Parker Link. Link on the dribble, 25 feet away. Gives it to Niekamp. Right side Luttmer below the foul line. Fadeaway 14-footer, caught the rim, rebound into the lap of Burning of Fort Loramie. St. Henry here tonight just simply has not been able to cash in on successive possessions very often. Thus only 31 points, and Fort Loramie leads it by 14. Baseline Burning, cross-court Rosengarten, spin move. Outside the lane of the left, fadeaway
nice.
Shot. Oh, it's in. What a maneuver. Nifty. Back to the basket fadeaway by Eli Rosengarten of Fort Loramie. 16-point lead. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Line drive three by St. Henry. Way short by Hillscan. Rebound down to Tyler Siegel. 15, 14 seconds to go in the third. Fort Loramie to play for one. Here's Burning, deep right corner, Rosengarten. Back to Burning with six. Burning at the foul line, and he used the right arm to shield. It's called an offensive foul on Burning. Good defense by Leffler of St. Henry. 4.8 to go here in the third quarter. St. Henry's Ethan Tiemann inbounds up the floor to Link, over the timeline with two. Long one, high arching, 35-footer. It hit the heel, no good. Third quarter closes. Fort Loramie within a bucket of its biggest lead of the night. That was 18 points, 31-13. It's 47-31 Fort Loramie at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
This is Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley, the Shelby County League, the Midwest Athletic Conference. Fort Loramie ahead by 16 points as we start the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 47, St. Henry 31. Right side of the floor, Evan Burning, twisting and turning in the lane now. Fadeaway shot, short, no good. What a rebound by Ratterman! Out of nowhere on that play. Woo! Nathan Ratterman skied, went up with the left hand, caught it, flipped it in. He got the rebound to go. Outstanding alertness by Ratterman. Johnny on the spot on the offensive glass. Here's a deep three by Schlerman of St. Henry. It rattles out, no good. Rebounded by St. Henry. Stuck up there by Hillscamp, missed it. Blocked on the play, but a foul. Tyler Siegel got his chest to chest. Looked like a good block on top. 7-10 to go in the fourth quarter, and Fort Loramie has matched its biggest cushion of the night. 18 points. Free throw in and out by Devin Hillscamp of St. Henry. Just over 7 to play in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie with a commanding lead. Hillscamp swishes that one. Fort Loramie led 31-13 late in quarter number two, beyond the midway point of that second period. The lead now is 17, 49-32. Seconds to go before the made free throw by St. Henry. It was 18 again at 49-31. 6:50 to go in the game. Here's Braun, deep right corner, Ratterman. Lobbing mid-post to Tyler Siegel, back to the basket. On the arc to Burning. Near side, Ratterman. Right corner, Braun. Step back, three ball. Got it!
Wow.
Oh, amazing.
That was a hand in his face.
Yep, Dylan Braun came from beneath the basket, peeled off the screen out on top, and he got free behind the screen just as he caught the pass. He uncorked the long three-pointer, buried it, and the lead has swollen to 20, 52-32. Schlerman working awful hard on the inside for St. Henry. Can't get it to go. Rebound on the play, Hillscamp, and he's in traffic, traveling with the ball.
That's only the second turnover by each team here in the second half. Each team has one.
Very cleanly played third and fourth quarter of this game so far. 20-point lead for Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, baseline right. Tyler Siegel turns around with the left hand. He hit that. Tyler Siegel, a left-handed half-hook shot from 6 feet away. Soft touch. It danced all around the rim and trickled through. And St. Henry needs a timeout. You can just about claim this verdict for Fort Loramie, which is ahead by 22 points, under 6 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
We have 5 minutes and 53 seconds to be played here in the fourth quarter at St. Henry. Very loud and heavy Fort Loramie crowd here tonight. Redskins fans from Shelby County have made a lot of noise. They've turned out to follow Fort Loramie on the road. Big crowd, a lot of people. I'd say, 400 at least from Fort Loramie.
And they've enjoyed the heck out of it.
Uh-huh. Ryan Lutmer just sinks a long three-pointer for St. Henry. Fort Loramie had amassed a lead of 54-32, the biggest one of the game. It's now 54-35. 5:18 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie attacking. Down low in the block, right side. Ratterman, post-up move, back in the basket. He banked it in with the left hand. 56-35. St. Henry counters, driving, shooting, scoring is Devin Hillskamp. 56-37. Fort Loramie's lead is 19. Here's Burning driving into the lane for Fort Loramie on the arc to Dylan Braun. Braun fakes left, goes right. St. Henry overplays and fouls. It's against Greening, and Dylan Braun's at the stripe with the 1-1.
That's number four, Ryan Greening, his fourth personal foul, team seven.
Redskins of Fort Loramie will inbound right in front of the Fort Loramie bench. I'm sorry, it's the 1-1. That's what I said. Brandewee and Burning came over to chat with head coach Corey Griffin, which threw me off momentarily as if somebody from Fort Loramie here on the sideline was going to throw it in. I already mentioned to you that Dylan Braun was at the stripe. First free throw good. He earns the bonus, and he gains the second one.
That's 21 points for Dylan tonight now.
21 for Dylan Braun. Fort Loramie's been on fire at the free throw line after a little bit of a slow start there. The lead is 58-37 in favor of Fort Loramie. As St. Henry counters, inside move by Hillskamp. Shot blocked away by Tyler Siegel. St. Henry recovers. Lutmer goes airborne. Three-pointer off to the right. No good. Rebounded right corner. Heads up play by Brandewee. As he was boxed in, but slammed the ball off the leg of Ryan Breeding. Well, Fort Loramie had come into this game beating six weaker opponents all quite handily. Closest contest was a 10-point win over Franklin Monroe. St. Henry unbeaten until last night, losing to Marion Local. But Fort Loramie is dispatching St. Henry rather easily this evening. Dylan Braun jumps, shoots, and jacks up a three off the mark. No good. Rebound St. Henry. Down to Schlarman. Throws a pass on top to the three-point gunner. It's off to the left, no good. And a Fort Loramie player going up high for the defensive rebound is undercut and fouled. Dylan Braun took quite a spill.
He went down really hard, and the Loramie fans are wanting something dirty, but he got up underneath him a little bit. It didn't look intentional to me at all.
Yeah, we'll see how well Dylan Braun shoots these free throws.
Well, he's 6-for-6, so let's see how he does it with his hip hurting a little bit.
Yeah, if he misses one of these two, I won't be surprised. Wow, that was a nasty fall. 4:01 to go in the fourth quarter, 58-37 Fort Loramie. Foul shot by Dylan Braun, way short. Rebound loose in the lane, gobbled up by St. Henry's Ethan Tiemann. Cross-court pass, zipped into the corner. Lutmer sizes up a three, snaps it off, and buries it. 58-40. Fort Loramie's lead 18, 3:40 left to go in this game. Burning to Braun. Braun's got the ball 25 feet away. Beautiful pass down inside to Ratterman. Shot fake, goes up. He's hacked on the arm. Missed it, but he'll get two. St. Henry simply has no choice but to overplay on the basketball when Fort Loramie's got possession on the outside. And Fort Loramie has been very unselfish at spotting open teammates down inside. Free throw by Ratterman, front rim and off to the left.
Well, Slarman, their leading scorer, he has 6 points tonight, averaging 17. Lutmer has 19 of the 40 points tonight. He's been the only reason that it's not an absolute blowout.
And Slarman has been spied on by Fort Loramie. Redskins of Fort Loramie have keyed on St. Henry Slarman all evening long. 59-40, one of two free throws made by Ratterman. Long three-pointer, St. Henry no good. Rebound, ball thrown to the arc. Ulanek again, shy of the rim. Rebound down to Fort Loramie as the Redskins come away with the air ball. Brandewee pitches it up the floor to Burning. 3:10 to go in the game. Here's Brandewee at midcourt. Drive, foul line, no look pass. Tyler Siegel, layup good. Fort Loramie spread the floor. St. Henry had to chase. Fort Loramie found the open man. Here's Schlarman, might have walked, splits a couple defenders right down the middle, up and in.
That was a heck of a move, and very athletic there at the end to get the shot up left-handed.
61-42, Fort Loramie ahead by 19. Here's a steal, Burning at midcourt, had it knocked away from him. A run out by Lutmer all the way down for St. Henry for two. 61-44. Fort Loramie by 17, 2:28 to go here in the game. What a drive by Burning. Burning off the dribble, beat his man. Evan Burning to the rack for two. 63-44. Fort Loramie. Here's a stop shot, top of the circle. On the dribble was Parker Link. Pulled up, let it go. Off to the right, no good. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Forecourt left. It is Eli Rosengarten. Now to Brandewee. Brandewee on the left-hand bounce, top of the circle. Hand off to Burning near midcourt. Minute 55 to go. It's been pretty much academic since mid to late second quarter when Fort Loramie spurted to a 31-13 lead. St. Henry with a brief run. Got it to, I think, maybe
11 was the closest they got.
10 or 11. Didn't get it into single digits at all in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie quickly spurted and took it back out over 20. It's now 19 as Tyler Siegel has a shot blocked in the lane. There goes Schlarman on the loose. Down the floor for Fort Loramie, or I should say for St. Henry. He overshot it. The rebound by Ratterman, but he comes down on the strike below the basket. It will be St. Henry ball. A minute 24 to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. Fort Loramie with a 19-point cushion. Most everybody thought this would be a close encounter tonight at the St. Henry gym. It is not good. Baseline right with the ball is Clayton Heitkamp, a 6-foot senior in now for St. Henry. Bad pass picked off by Burning. Burning's out in front all the way to the rim. He scores. Timeout call by Fort Loramie. 65 seconds to go in the game. 65-44 as Fort Loramie has walloped St. Henry here tonight at the St. Henry gym. We still have just over a minute to go. Don't forget about that Jewelry Barn. Great Christmas gift ideas at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn that you heard about it on scoresbroadcast.com. Jolene is a GIA certified diamond grader. That's the Gemological Institute of America. She is certified by the GIA. In fact, the Jewelry Barn is certified in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. Great combination of high quality service and price at the Jewelry Barn. Terrific custom jewelry and jewelry repair priced perfectly for you. Also take advantage of ear piercing, watch battery replacement, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning, and more. $23.99 Rushiver Sales Road for the Jewelry Barn. Go to Facebook to check out the jewelry bar. Fort Laramie runs its offense half court. Shot blocked beneath the basket by St. Henry. St. Henry down the floor. Fadeaway jumper. 15-footer. Zach Niekamp, no good. And Fort Laramie has substituted freely. 20 seconds left. The lead 65-44. Very similar score to last night's game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com. As when that webcast concluded, Anna had beaten Minster, also from the MAC, 64-46. And tonight, Fort Laramie disposes of St. Henry on the road before a very, very good crowd for Fort Laramie, which made the trip a decisive 21-point win for Fort Laramie, 65-44. Over St. Henry. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight. Our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for great savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets.
Thank you.
Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Or go online to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Primary Eye Care, promoting healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company. And thank you, Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum. And gratitude to Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, which can still make your very late Christmas holiday gift ideas come to life. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promo items like T-shirts, mugs, and pins through Adams Tech Solutions, Tossum Company. Adams Tech Solutions, Computer Solutions, and through Tossum at Adams Tech. Take advantage of T-shirts, mugs, and pens, hundreds of promotional items at Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And thank you as well to these Fort Laramie game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at tomjerrys.com. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Well, Chuck, if you think your microphone is performing okay, let's take a look at the score.
Well, let's give it a shot here. I hear myself so well, it's like I'm sitting next to myself. For St. Henry, they were led by Lutmer with 21, and nobody else was in double figures. 9 from Devin Hills Camp, and 8 from Schlarman. On the other side, 21 for Braun, 18 for Tyler Siegel, 10 for Evan Burning. And I take a look at one stat here off of the sheet that they gave me. 16 of 55 from the floor for St. Henry has 29%, 5 of 29 shooting threes. Laramie, on the other hand, 22 of 43 for 51%, 4 of 8 shooting threes, 50%. They played a heck of a basketball game tonight.
Yep, sure did, and won it by 21. Our Clancy's Award winners, Chuck, are who?
I'm going to go with Braun and Siegel. I would give the third one to Evan Burning, but I don't want to break Clancy's. So we're going to go with Dylan Braun and Tyler Siegel.
They are our Clancy's Award winners tonight. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Yep, St. Henry drops its second in two nights in lopsided fashion. Marion Local clubbed St. Henry last night 77-40. Tonight Fort Loramie does it 65-44. Fort Loramie played last night, blew out Houston in that game last evening by a final score of 80-41. So both teams played last night. Not a case of Fort Loramie having the night off last evening and being fresher tonight. That was not the story at all. Fort Loramie is just simply that good. Fort Loramie now 7-0 on the year. St. Henry drops to 4-2. Fort Loramie got it done every which way imaginable. Chuck, I continue to describe this team as being extremely well connected, and it looks that way on the floor.
Their passing's outstanding. They've got three-point shooters. Tyler Siegel is a monster inside offensively and defensively. They play great team defense. They're well coached. I can't find a hole in their game at all.
Nope, not a one. The next game for St. Henry is December 29th at Salina. Meanwhile, the Fort Loramie Redskins play at Jackson Center on the 29th of December, and then at Bethel, which will likely unbeaten. That game is on December 30th. That's 1 week from tonight. And Bethel more than likely will not have a loss. Should be two outstanding unbeaten teams going head-to-head next Saturday at Bethel. And then to start the first of the year, Fort Loramie has in succession Rushi at Versailles, Anna, and Thurgood Marshall down at the Flying to the Hoop at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Then after a road game against Botkins, Fort Loramie plays Minster at home and Anna away. It doesn't get any easier. Fort Loramie hits the teeth of its rugged schedule in the month of January.
Right, but I mean that's what makes you ready for February and March.
Exactly. Rhett Gish has been our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McPhee alongside Keller Stats on-site engineering. JV game tonight went to St. Henry in a three-point squeaker. Earlier today, Versailles took both games against Fort Loramie. Versailles defeated the Fort Loramie girls 49-31 in the varsity tilt after winning the JV contest by a final tally.
36-35.
Yes, that's exactly what it was, 36-35. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at St. Henry, where Fort Loramie has defeated the home team by a final score of 64-45.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.